Welcome to the Jungle Brothers podcast. It's Joey here and Paul.
G'day, Joe.
How you going, bro?
Good, man. How are you?
Good, man. Today we're talking about creating playlists for your gym, for your class. Moreover, the laws of creating a playlist.
Mm-hmm.
This is a big topic for us. This is something that our gym places a disproportionate amount of focus on, I would say. It's very important to us that the music's good. Not mm-hmm. so much so in other gyms, evidently. And so we're going to dive into the six laws. Thanks for joining us, guys. Oh, and by the way, go and check out the Jungle Botany podcast, which is now live. Is it up on Spotify and shit yet, or is it still just a website thing?
Not yet live on Spotify.
Live. Not yet live on Spotify, but maybe by the time you're hearing this.
Correct.
It is. And if it's not, just get excited. It's coming. Intro track's really growing on me.
Speaking of playlists.
Yeah, I wasn't super sold on it at first, you know? Like, I was like, yeah, it's good. It's good.
Yeah.
It's good enough.
Let's go with it.
But now I'm like, fuck yeah, that's our intro track.
Gives me that little energy when you can hit the button there and it hits my eardrums. I'm like, oh, I'm here.
Yeah, it's happening.
Present.
Yeah. Okay, so what I call this, the laws of creating a class playlist. Now, I put this together because in our coaches program, coaches certificate, in the coaches development that goes on here in the gym, we talk about music being a really important aspect of creating the environment, the training environment.
Mm-hmm.
And we're mostly interested in the class situation because that is the primary revenue stream. That is the main product our gyms sell.
Correct.
Class training.
And dreams.
Yeah, that's right. And so the music is a part of that, right? The music determines the energy, the vibe in many ways. It doesn't completely determine, but has a huge influence on the energy and the vibe of this experience. People come in here, the class is an hour, and you know, if you could say like the coach brings their energy, the music brings some energy, the environment itself, like the visual environment, you know, the mm-hmm. cleanliness, tidiness kind of thing, or lack thereof, contributes to that energy.
Mm-hmm.
I would think that it's the coach and it's the music that are the two biggest chunks of that.
Mm.
And maybe the programming.
Mm.
But you can have an average program and you can have a coach that's bringing energy and good music and like, fuck yeah, let's get after this mm-hmm. average program.
Mm-hmm.
So it's important. It's always been tricky for us because our stance has been play something good, no shit music, it's got to bring the energy, but also you got a bit of freedom to express yourself because you're an individual.
Mm-hmm.
This has caught us out because once we realize that person's interest doesn't align with what we like with our taste, then it's like, oh, it's not quite right.
It didn't align with our taste. But they had no taste.
That's right.
Zero taste.
That's right. Shit music taste.
Shit. Shit.
So, yeah, so there's a grey area there, right? Absolutely yep. A grey area. Fuck, did your chair just break?
Yeah, I just clipped the button and it just sunk down.
Calves are getting big. So let's go into it. Let's talk about it.
Okay, yeah.
Now, talk to me about before we start breaking down the laws.
Mm-hmm.
Well, actually, do you want to comment? Maybe you want to critique as we go through the laws.
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, cool.
Go ahead. And I'll critique from where I'm sitting. And I don't claim to be DJ Khaled or anything like that. Like, I've got a good taste in music, but sometimes I don't hit the playlist that goes well with the particular program and stuff like that, but I know shit when I hear it. That's for sure.
That's, yeah, 110% confident of that.
Yes, that did not hit. And I'll tell myself
I can't tell you what would be a better choice, just not fucking that one.
Exactly. Sometimes it's like that.
So the first law is the tempo of the music should match the energy of the workout.
Mm.
the tempo of the music. The tempo is the rhythm. It's the beat that is forming the foundation of the thing. If we've got some kind of chill hip hop, it's a slower tempo. If we've got some fast hip hop, it's faster. If we've got some electronic music, now it's a faster tempo again. If we got fucking hard style, it's super fast, right? And I think tempo is maybe something that people don't grasp. But you know, you can look at, if you look at, well, interesting, if you use a platform like Epidemic Sound, it's music for like content creators.
Oh, okay.
They categorize the music by tempo.
Gotcha.
So you go, I'm looking for hip hop between 80 and 100 beats per minute.
Mm-hmm.
And they just, you know, and you're like, wow, all these different songs. Anyway.
Yes, yes.
Tempo of the music should match the energy of the workout. A very clear example of this is it's 6 a.m. in winter. You're starting the warm-up and you're playing some fucking hardcore techno.
Mm-hmm.
People are not moving at hardcore techno pace yet. That's not, like, it's the warm-up, it's the rolling start, let's get the system fired up. So that would be a mismatch of tempo.
Gotcha.
But maybe the second half of that class, once it's time to do some conditioning, the techno fits perfectly because it's like, guys, we've got 15 minutes here.
Yeah,
I want you to get after it.
Yes.
Everyone's feeling warm and ready. Mm-hmm. Let's go hard. So that's kind of what we're getting at there.
Yes. Yep. Yep. I agree.
Okay, cool. So no large criticisms at that point.
No. Oh, I don't know the whole list there, but I guess you could also say the style of music as well. The genre of music has to match. Or is that coming later?
Well, yeah, let me bring you to point two.
Okay.
The second law, if you will. Ensure there is a common theme throughout song selection.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what do we mean by this? Everyone's got their liked playlist on Spotify. You know, the tracks that you just like?
Yes, yes, yes.
And it becomes this eclectic mix of all this shit that you've liked for different reasons.
Yes.
Now, if you go to that now and hit play on mine, the first track you'll get is a Brazilian artist singing David Bowie song. It's
what's his name?
Sel Jorge.
Ned.
Yeah, that's right. Knockout Ned. Yeah, that's right.
From
City of God. It's that, and then I got three flamenco guitar songs.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then I got some Tame Impala, and then I got some hip hop, and then it's an electro.
Dead Mouse.
Yeah, that's right. Like that.
They're all bangers in their own separate times.
That's right. And I can play them in my car.
Yes.
In a row, because I fucking love this song.
Yeah.
But they make no sense to anybody else. And I think that this is a trap for young players where they're like, I love this playlist. This playlist energizes me. So it's going to energize the people.
You should see how Joe's like positioning his body and his spine. He's like, it's me. It's like an empowering thing. And he pops his chest out.
Yeah. I got people in mind as I'm saying this. So it's like, I love this song because this singer-songwriter just speaks to my heart. I love this pop track because Lady Gaga is just amazing. I love this because country music's always been a thing of mine. And you're like, all right, those three songs together, there's no fucking theme there. It's a mess.
Yeah.
So this is where there needs to be a common theme. Now, it doesn't mean you can't combine different genres. If you're a bit of a master, if you're like purple belt level playlist creator, you can fuck with a variety of genres if there's a common theme.
Mm-hmm.
A theme may be, God, let me think about this.
It could just be 90s hip hop.
Yeah, that's right. And that's the simplest, right? It's like we're going with this genre.
Yeah.
One of the most memorable workouts for me when I was a young impressionable coach was at CrossFit Noosa, which was formerly run by a friend of mine, Danny. Great guy. Actually had some great conversations with him about what the Jungle Brothers would become. And he said, today's workout, we're listening to Def Leppard. If you've never heard Def Leppard, let this take you on a journey. And he just played Def Leppard for the whole hour.
Wow.
And so, you know, there was no consideration of tempo or which song was it. It was just like, we're listening. So that was a theme, right? It was intentional. And because of that, I really fell in love with it. I was like, that was a sick workout. I loved the music choice.
It was slow tracks and fast tracks.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. But it was themed, right?
Yep.
So in that way, I think you can, if you know the laws, you can choose to disregard certain ones in exchange for doubling down on one, like that.
Yeah, sure.
He didn't stick to the tempo law, but he stuck to the theme law.
Yep.
Little did he know that I would go on to write the laws and that his performance would fall within that. So I think that's really important.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's really important. Maybe, you know, like when we had the Christmas party coming up, we had 90s theme, right? We had playlists like 90s music.
Yep.
And it's like you get a pop track and then a rap track and then a fucking rock, like a some, you know, Coldplay or some shit.
Yeah, that's right.
And everyone that's of that time is like, oh, 90s.
Yeah, that's right.
Thematically it works.
What's another example?
Another example could be, I don't know, like fucking guitar. I'm just going to play, you know, we got some Slash and then we got this fucking Eric Clapton track and then we got, you know, what's his name? Carlos Santana.
Something like that.
Something like that. Absolutely. And you're like, guys, I fucking love guitar at the moment. And in today's workout, we're listening to my favorite guitar bangers.
Yes.
A theme.
I've got some plays that I, you know, I change around with as well. Kind of Latin music, for sure. That works. It's a theme.
Yeah, right. So Latin theme.
Yes. And I try to keep the energetic tracks up that I think would, you know, keep the energy kind of popping through the middle of an S&M, say.
Yep.
Used to bang those and get a bit of dancing in the rest periods.
Very nice. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Very nice. So let's take it now to
Law three,
ensure continuity of energy in song selection.
Yes.
So an example of this is you've compiled, you know, 15 tracks that you love. You've got this great playlist. Yep, bangers, hits the mark. But at the end of this one hip hop track that's like at about 15 minutes in, there's a 90-second interlude where the music stops and it's some fucking stupid piece of dialogue.
Some narrative. Some
maybe it's a sex interlude if it's interlude. Like 90s hip hop.
We've been burnt by those heaps.
Yeah, and it's like everyone's like bopping along and training.
Oh my God.
And then all of a sudden it's like people talking and then people fucking or you know whatever. And you're like, oh my God, like
running over to the iPad. Stop.
Yeah. Oh, sorry guys. It's an interlude, you know, next track. That just like that interruption.
Oh, it's so bad.
Yeah.
Especially when you're, say, engaging with someone on a particular queuing thing and you're in that conversation, you can hear it happen, but you have to finish the thing that you're in. You're like, oh my God, this is just a sea of silence or awkwardness and everyone's looking at each other. And you try to wrap up that convo and then you dash over there and you're like, sorry guys, sorry.
Yeah, yeah. It's, yeah, it's all, yeah, yeah.
I can think of particular West Side tracks there that have those interludes that are just a no-no, which actually is kind of covered in
explicit.
Explicit. Yeah, it's covered in this laws as well, I believe.
Yeah, must yeah. be. So, you know, the continuity piece, that could come in many ways. It could be maybe you've got a track that's like a live recording from a concert and it starts with some dialogue or something.
Yeah, that's right.
It doesn't work.
Yeah.
You know, it doesn't work. And this is where like a DJ set is like gold standard.
Yeah, that's right.
Because DJs, depending on the DJ and the style,
they're mixing through.
Yeah, and building and, and they, you know, they might have moments, but it should be rolling on continuously. Yeah.
So it's anything that there's a contrast in sound.
Yeah.
Sometimes it goes from the live, like a studio recording to a live recording and, you know, the bass isn't as heavy and it just sounds really different when you hear it. That's disruptive too.
That can be, absolutely.
But anything like that. Don't want that. You just want it to roll in.
Point number four, law number four, be mindful of offensive language.
Yep.
This is something we didn't really care about because we love hip hop. And so it's just like part of it.
It's part of our daily lingo.
But T brought this up, bitch ass, where he was like, guys, like that, some of that shit's like really inappropriate. And we're like, what? And he's like, and then he drilled into, we're like, oh yeah, it is pretty inappropriate, like what that person's saying. And you know, I remember realizing that hip hop could be played anywhere when I was at some, I remember being in some like snooty, like upper middle kind of restaurant in Canberra full of white haired people and they were playing Wu-Tang Clan.
They always do.
And I was like, here we are, like this is where what Wu-Tang is now.
Oh my God.
But still, you know, talking about whatever, sexual things, talking about abuse, talking about drug use. There's people in the gym that have had traumatic experiences related to any or all of those things. And, you know, even though it might be a really cool song to you, it might actually be affecting someone negatively, and you've got to be mindful of that.
It's actually pretty huge. And when I think of the genres, R&B and hip hop are like pretty big offenders, just because they're very lyrical. They're very lyrical and a lot of storytelling and, you know, pretty lewd. And that's also why people like it a lot, because they can really escape into that when they're otherwise really good, studious humans, part of a society. They're like fucking ripping out with something. Whereas like even when something might be a little bit more emotionally edgy in a grungy sense, you can't really understand what they're saying.
No, sometimes. That's right. Yeah. It's not... Yeah, it's not so lewd, is it, somehow?
Yeah. So, yeah, we've been caught out by that, and it's subtle. If you get you get in trouble because if you're used to listening to it, you just kind of muted to some of the things that are saying, or even just the gyrating nature of the beat and the hook and then a couple of words in there, it's like, oh, I feel a bit gross.
Mm.
Some people can definitely go,
Yeah. Take R. Kelly out of your playlist.
R. Kelly. Oh, yeah, so you really have to curate your playlists is a good idea. Like when you are going to go edgy, it's hard to just put on the radio version, say, or just a mix of general stuff, because it only takes one track to bite you.
It could offend, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, and I think for me, I've never really listened to lyrics. Mm. I just listen to the music. Mm-hmm. And I usually like a song because of its beat.
Yep.
And all the musical stuff that's going on.
Yeah.
And I like might sing along in my head, but I don't actually listen word for word. I just sing along in the sound of the words they're saying often. You ever do that?
Yeah.
You totally. Know, you're just like mumbling some gibberish.
Bro, I'm thinking about the song that you were singing yesterday on Wednesday.
What was I singing?
My Dick.
Great example, right?
Joe knows all the words. Oh, this is so good.
That's a track. Guys, if you haven't got it in your playlist, here's a track that will satisfy all of the six laws. It's called My Dick. It's by Mickey Avalon. Everyone in your gym's going to love it.
Oh, God. Too funny.
It's a fucking classic song. But yeah, I would say in that regard, if you're a bit like me and you just listen to the music, mm-hmm. and you're like, I don't know, I don't even know what they said.
Yes.
You should actually listen, like if you're like, oh, maybe I am playing, listen to the tracks, play your playlist, listen to it and try to get to know it and be like, you'll know. You'll be like, oh, wow, that's a really edgy lyric. That's a thing, yeah.
Yeah, yep.
Law number five.
Bring it.
This might be their only hour in class this week.
That's always good to remember for all aspects of running a class.
Yeah, and that's not so much a law, that's like a thing to remember.
Yes.
This might be their only hour in class this week. Now, I'll tell you where this one comes from.
Talk to me, go back.
I'll give you the specific example.
We want names.
Joey's all in on the movement shit, right? Ito Dick. And I go to movement camp and, you know, have these huge immersive training experiences where music is really used as a tool to create the environment.
I know those tracks, they're popping into my head as we speak.
Yeah. And, you know, you'll be training for like 3 or 4 hours and they'll have this sick playlist and you're learning and it's this immersive thing. Those tracks become like a, you know, like a cue. Like, you know, like you fall in love with those tracks because they were part of this immersion that you experienced.
It's a soundtrack to that memory.
Exactly.
Of yours.
Mm. And so naturally when I'm back in the gym, I'm playing that stuff. Mm-hmm. I'm working on my handstands and shit and I'm playing that stuff. That track's really energizing for me, very contextual to training. And then I'm teaching classes at 5 p.m. and I'm playing those bangers. Meanwhile, everyone that's in the class is like, what the fuck is this song? Like it makes no sense to them, right? Because they've not had that experience.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where me as the coach, I'm failing to realize that even though it might energize me and contextually be perfect for me, it's really not for them.
Mm-hmm.
So I have to create the playlist. Sure, like I got to like my playlist I got to be into it, but I have to create it with them in mind.
Absolutely.
And their situation is not mine. They're not training 4 hours a day like I am. They've got 1 hour, and hopefully they're going to get here another couple times this week for a total of 3 sessions this week. And so I got to make sure that they're like squeezing as much juice as they can be from that hour.
Yeah.
And so the music has to be appropriate to that.
That's so true. We'll have to go through all the fucking common... I'm just thinking of all the mistakes that I've made.
Like what?
Oh, like I said, I'm not... I just haven't mastered the art of... I've got some good playlists, but you really have to stay onto them. Like it's something that you have to keep up, a bit like your training. And, you know, you can make them stale, but just not being prepared is always the one. You know, if I'm not prepared with a playlist in mind for that class, and, you know, lift class is different to body weight as it is to another one. So, and there's different sections in those classes as well. So just not being prepared with what I'm going to play at that time is like the first mistake. So you end up playing, well, making is a potential to make a bad decision because you're like, oh, I've got my safe playlist that I fall back on all the time. And then you're like, fuck, I just want to do something different and I'm really liking this artist right now. I'll just go to their radio.
Yeah.
And then bam, you fucked it up.
Yeah.
You fucked it up and someone...
Let the algorithm decide.
That's right. And then someone says something, oh, what is this? And it might just be one person, but you read too much into it and you're like, oh, maybe this isn't working and I don't know what's coming up next. So then you'll fucking go and change it. Oh, God. Then it's just, yeah, it's domino
yeah.
after that.
It's such a good point, man.
So it's, yeah, it's...
They just crack into your little like fracture of insecurity and yes. just tear that shit wide that's open. Right.
Yeah. So it's, the main one is just not being prepared, not having a playlist that is appropriate for today.
Bam. That's law number 7G. Be prepared.
Be prepared. Because even if you have those backups, like I said, I go in there and I haven't thought about what I want and I'm like, decide on that moment that I'm bored of that backup, so then I fuck that up.
Yep. Yep.
You know, and to the opposite end, like if you are prepared and you have the playlist and you know what you're playing for your warm up, your kind of main portion of the workout, and maybe a finisher, like God, you feel armed, weaponized,
yeah,
fully loaded, magazines, double Berettas ready to go.
Yeah. It's like coming into the week with like your desk clean, your clothes put away and food prep done. You're like a baby.
You don't
like
even
it's
know
all happening.
That's right. Yeah. Joey's rubbing his hands right now. Yeah. Like he's about to make money.
Yeah.
This one trade. Yes.
Yeah, it's so true. And there it is. Law number 6, be prepared.
Right.
I just added that in. That's 6. So now we've got 7 laws. Okay. 7th law.
I like 7.
7's good. Yeah, I think the law of copywriting is it should never be an even number. Should always be an odd number.
So what do they say?
Yeah, like
3.
5, you know, 5 tips for the 5 best ways for 7 strategies for.
We did it.
We did it, baby.
If you have any more ideas, just suppress them.
That's right. There can be
probably
no more.
Two more ideas or no more ideas. Yeah.
If what you're playing sounds like fitness first, start again. And that is just simply if the music in the gym sounds like every other big commercial gym that just plays generic shit, go back to the drawing board and create a new playlist. Because while, you know, they don't play all bad tracks, they play a lot of bad tracks. And it's not even bad, it's just is a genericness to it. It's like top 40, kind of top 40 EDM, like, and...
It's like... I call it like handbag music or lollipop shit.
Yeah.
It's just a bit like it's got a bit of sweetener in it.
It's usually got a lot of David Guetta.
Guetta. Yeah. I'm less familiar with pop these days more and more. I'm pretty divorced from it. But yeah, I know what you're saying. We don't want that shit. And that's unique, I guess, to our recommendations.
It is, you know, and there's... Whatever, people are going to play poppy stuff here and it's fine. But I think on the whole, you're looking at that being like, all right, how do I make myself a little bit unique.
Yeah, absolutely. You know?
And I actually look back when I post stories of my training in the gym, I actually really like it because there's always an eclectic like music selection in the background.
Yeah.
And I think that people see that and they're like, oh, fuck, that gym's like interesting.
Mm.
You know, people that don't know this gym very well, like that don't train here,
it's
like that draws them in because they're like, oh, wow, like they're playing blues. Oh, is that country music in the background? Oh, well, shit, it's Action Bronson.
Well, it's a bit like everything. Like there's so much good music out there. There's like endless amounts if you go looking.
Yeah.
So it's just taking the effort to scratch below the surface and go, oh, let's go find something interesting and quality out there. It kind of goes for anything that we got going on in the gym.
So as a rapid fire kind of finish piece, let's just go through some typical genres and if they're good or not, good choices or not. Hip hop.
Good.
Yeah, excellent. But offensive language, got to be mindful of that.
Explicit.
Electronic.
Good.
Very good.
When I say good, I mean like all of these are great.
Got a lot of different types of electronic, don't you? But
yep.
Generally it's really good. I like electronic. T pointed this out and I actually agree with it strongly. Usually has no lyrics.
Yes.
And not having lyrics is actually really nice because it's just like a backing track to your dialogue in the class.
Yes.
Whereas hip hop's always got lyrics and that can compete sometimes.
That's right.
With you trying to talk.
T always says with the electronic though, it needs to have like a bit of a hook. Like it's always nice with a bit of a female voice in it and it's not just electronic sounds.
Oh, does he?
Yeah.
Yeah, right.
I get that.
House.
Yeah.
House, they love the little female vocal in there.
Mm-hmm.
Country music.
Well, typically I would say bad, but it's slightly been growing on me lately.
Young Sam's really brought it about.
He has. He only does it for his lift classes. And it's obviously unique to him because he's a city cowboy. But the other funny thing is, and it's kind of, I don't have a final definitive answer on it, but the only funny thing is that fuck, country music has all these hip hop beats in it now. And he's got all these tracks and these cowboys are just kind of rapping their songs. And it has like the hi-hats and the 808s. I'll fucking play you a song.
Play me a
song.
Have
you heard it?
I mean, I've heard bits and pieces. Yeah, it goes okay.
It goes hip hoppy.
It's white guy rap music for sure.
With a twang.
Yeah. yeah, I would say it's like rocky territory.
Yes.
But that's not a yes or no. It's like just know that this is not going to be a high percentage one. So if you can play it right as the coach,
yes,
and sell it,
and
that's what he's done, right?
Yeah, that's right.
He's like, this is my Friday jam country. Yes, yeah. I'm wearing the hat. People are like, all right. I'll get on board. Folk.
No.
Folk music's very hard to make work.
No.
Maybe it's a stretch class or something. Maybe it's a, you know, I don't know.
Just no.
But yeah, I'm going to say no.
Yeah, I'm going to say
someone's sitting there with a guitar, slow. That doesn't matter. Heavy metal.
Yes.
I'm going to say rocky territory.
I don't know the genre that well, so I might be just painting it with a broad brush.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know the really hard stuff. I don't know, like, I don't even know what that is. But say, like, what do I know of heavy metal? Minimal. I like Metallica. I really like Metallica. But it's not the kind of stuff that gives you... You don't bop along to it.
Here comes the comment section.
In the way
that... Army coming for you.
Yeah, let's go. Metal Nation 606. It changes, you know? Like it's not consistent tempo and it doesn't give you something to bop along to in the way that hip hop or electronic does.
Mm.
So like I've always noticed when I've played it, because usually there's a couple people that like would love to hear some metal every now and again. You're like, all right, go on, you let them play some shit. And 90% of the people in class are like, what the fuck is this?
Mm.
So I just think it's one, you just got to know what you're doing if you're going to go there.
Got to know what you're doing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think like, I don't know, you wouldn't call it heavy metal, but like rock, like... Def Leppard, Guns N' Roses, like 90s kind of rock.
Yep.
I think that shit can be great.
Yeah. Yeah. You
know? And also very contextual for our audience.
Yeah. And I guess as we're like critiquing these genres, where we've been talking about like also the law that says that it could be their only hour in the week. So you're trying to cater to the middle bunch of people, not to the edgy like one or two in the gym.
Yeah.
So we're trying to also keep it quite safe, if I could say it that way.
That's right.
Yeah.
Last genre, there's many more, but jazz.
Generally speaking, no.
Yeah.
I mean, there's so much jazz because I'm a jazz fan, but like, yeah, sometimes in a warm-up, depending on the track.
If you could, yeah. Yeah, you know, could work.
Definitely.
But hard.
Yeah.
You gotta be a black belt to pick that.
Yeah, and you've got to pick the songs.
Yep.
For sure. I'll use it in a warm up. You know, usually in a warm up I'll have that kind of mid range tempo and a mixed genres of songs, but they're all a bit light and positive. Some you can definitely have some jazzy vocal tracks in there. When I say jazzy, it's not like Yas flute. You know, eclectic stuff. I mean, just like fucking, you know, Ella Fitzgerald or something like that. It's almost in, like I'll
is
use
it kind of bluesy.
I use soul yeah. funk, like in my warm ups a lot.
Yeah, and that yeah, and I think as a like soul funk, even some blues really can work well, huh?
Yeah, yeah. Here we are, aficionados.
That's right, bro. But here's what you don't do: don't go to Spotify and go like soul playlist and hit play.
Yeah, that's right.
You got to pick the tracks because you got to try and meet the laws.
Mm-hmm.
So, last point to end on is that you are trying to have some form of self-expression as a coach with this thing.
Mm-hmm.
You are trying to like create something that's uniquely yours, and like this is what I'm really into, and this is how I run my class, and this is the music I like to play. And we don't want to crush that at all, but you got to be mindful of each of these laws and understand that maybe what seems to work for you is heavily biased by your own experience and your, you know, particular time in the gym right now.
Mm.
Whereas the person coming in is coming from a whole different place. So try to look at it through their lens.
And can I add lo-fi hip hop? Get the fuck out of my face.
What, like the generic shit you get on YouTube and stuff?
Yeah.
I mean, it's horrible music, isn't it? I play it when I'm trying to do work on the computer.
Yeah, I don't like it. I'm just like, why?
It's all just from they've just made it from a computer, right? It's just like,
but why?
It's a fair point, yeah.
I just don't like it.
No lyrics, right? It's all
no lyrics.
Yeah. It's kind of like a form of electronic music as far as I can tell.
Yeah, it is. But yeah. Like, it's like, I just want to keep it really simmer, but then it's just like castrated music. Yeah, I don't know. And maybe I haven't heard enough, but what I heard, I was like, I don't want any part of this.
That's a really fair point. I am guilty of playing it at times. That's often my go-to when I'm sitting at the computer for a couple of hours.
And you don't want to be distracted.
Yeah, and I just want to shut off the background a bit. Yeah. But when I do actually listen to the songs, I'm like, oh, these songs are terrible.
Yeah, yeah, that's what I mean.
It's really cheap stuff.
Yeah. I put on electro when I have to get stuff done and I don't want to hear anything.
Really?
Yeah. It's what? The tempo as well, especially because I want to be productive.
Wow, yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe I'll try. It seems a bit too fast paced for me.
You want to get it done or what?
You fucking working or what, bro? All right, there it is. There's the seven laws of creating a class playlist.
From a couple of masters. Oh, you're good. I wanted to say that from the start. I think that you're really good at the playlists. You've had good ones, you've always got good ones, and sometimes I'm like, fuck, why do I stray too far and fuck it up sometimes? I've had my moments for sure. It's just like bangers. But I've always enjoyed yours and I still use yours. Sometimes it's just classics. I'm like, fuck yeah. This is great.
That's great. I mean, thank you. I think I put a lot of time into it as you have, right? So I think you put a lot of time into it. Coached a lot of fucking classes as you have. So when you coach a lot of classes, you've made a lot of playlists.
Yep.
But I guess, I don't know, I've made plenty of mistakes and I've thought about it, hence a list. So, you know, I've had a few wins with it. But I do, when I was coaching, I always made a lot of time to like research music. I would spend time on SoundCloud, on Spotify, and I'd go down rabbit holes to find the cool shit.
Yep, yep.
And I don't know, I feel like if you can find a few tracks or a bit of a thread that kind of hits for people, like, oh, this is sick, what is this? Like when someone asks that, when you put on electronic track and people are like, a few people are like, man, who is that? Mm. You're like, I fucking nailed it today.
By the way, you can't please everyone.
No.
There's a lot of people whose opinions don't necessarily carry any weight as well.
Not all feedback is created equal.
No. But yeah, man, I'm coaching tonight. So now I'm like, I need to just cut some time out to make a new playlist for it.
Let's go find some bangers.
It's booties. It's buns and guns as well.
Oh, very nice. Yeah, that's licensed to play whatever hardstyle shit you want.
Well, I have a booty playlist. It's called Juicy Booty.
Nice. And
it started with, it's the Chris Brown track. I love it.
Thought it might have been called Booty Juice. You remember that song?
No.
By NWH?
Oh, yeah. Joe's got the catalog, the top of the head.
We just booty juice, and he's like dancing, and the girl's got a tat. It's fuck. It's a film called Fear of a Black Hat. If you're looking for a real funny
mockumentary,
yeah, mockumentary, early 90s hip hop satire.
Bang,
there it is. Thanks, guys. Catch you on the next one.
Thanks, Joey.
Thanks, Paulie.